In a difficult economy, dentists all across the country are seeing a decline in production. They are looking for ways to protect their practices and are concerned that they are losing ground. These two sentences were at the very beginning of an article titled "Systems Are the Practice's Best Defense" by Roger Levin, which appeared in the June 2009 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association, and I think they echo what many orthodontists are feeling these days. The tremendous downturn in the economy has affected everyone, with very few, if any of us, in a position to help turn it around. But what Dr. Levin suggests that we do is to develop systems in our own practices that can best protect the practice against the negative effects of the economy. He believes the key to doing this is implementing a process of systems development. In his own words, systems rule the practice, and he suggests that developing excellent practice systems is a process of evolution. He recommends 3 steps to build a high-performance practice. 1. Evaluate and redesign outdated systems. 2. Document all systems. And 3. Implement robust systems to achieve superior patient service. If you allow your practice systems to become outdated, it will result in more built-in inefficiencies, which will have a negative effect on your practice. Dr. Levin believes that redesigning systems is the best approach to eliminating practice inefficiencies and suggests specific steps that can be taken to redesign outdated systems. He also suggests that for a practice to completely integrate all new systems without interfering with the proper operation of the practice usually takes a year or more. So if you are thinking of implementing new systems in your practice, it would be good to start now. Dr. Levin suggests that it is very important that each new system that you implement in your practice be documented in writing, with each step in the system clearly delineated. He emphasizes that a goal in establishing documented systems is to create the highest levels of efficiency. One thing that Dr. Levin pointed out that impressed me was that if your practice has slowed down because of the poor economy and your appointment book is not full, it is easy for you and your staff to become inefficient because you can look ahead to unfilled appointments coming up on your schedule to give you additional time. If you allow this to happen, you are building inefficiencies into your system. Dr. Levin emphasizes the importance of implementing robust systems to achieve superior patient service because he believes that this is the most effective way to increase the number of new patients in your practice. He also emphasizes that while many dentists emphasize external marketing, such as newspaper, television, and radio advertising, that these areas of marketing are more short-lived and don't result in the long-term positive effects that developing outstanding patient service can provide. As with many of Dr. Levin's articles, I found his comments to be very timely and practical. The bottom line is that developing a long-term, successful practice requires developing effective systems. You can find this article, which has many more details than I have been able to describe in this review, in the June 2009 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association.